Hey there, theme park fans. I'm Dan from ThemeParkNut.com, and this is Nuts About Theme Parks, the weekly theme park podcast where we go through the week's theme park news in a little bit of detail and just have a bit of a chat about all things theme parks. Today is September 24th, so we're going to run through the theme park news for the last week. Let's crack into it. The Walt Disney Company announced earlier this week that it's going to nearly double its capital expenditures for its Disney Parks Experiences and Products segment over the next 10 years compared with the previous 10. Now, there's a little bit of a cheat in that, obviously, because the previous 10 years does have the years of the COVID pandemic, but it's still a significant investment. It's been said online that this is going to basically mean that it's going to be about $60 billion based on their current approximately $30 billion spend over the last 10 years. So that's a lot of money going into this segment, but it is a very, very large segment. So they all their cruise ships are part of this, all of their products in terms of merchandise are part of this, and as well the Disney parks, obviously. So the statement that they're going to increase capital spending in that is significant, but it also may not result in real changes in the parks beyond the current expansions that they already have planned. So, but we'll see. You know, this might mean Disneyland Forward is going to happen. It might mean a number of things. In that regard, actually, when Josh D'Amaro, the Disney Parks president, was asked about expansions and things that were going to be coming to the land this week, he actually mentioned for the first time that Frozen could get a presence at the Disneyland Resort. He was referencing all the different IPs that they have that have been underused. They don't have a Wakanda Land. And definitely that's playing into at least the Disneyland Forward plan that showcased a little bit of Wakanda, a little bit of Frozen. So there's definitely moves afoot around some of these IPs internally inside of Disney, or at least they're wanting to seem it that way. There's no doubt the way that these capital expenditures announcements were made was very much targeted at Wall Street. It's very much, yes, our streaming service isn't doing real great, but we're going to throw all this capital into parks who the parks are making a lot of money for Disney, right? So it's a little bit of a look over there for Wall Street, whether people are buying it or not, it's another thing. And yeah, should they be spending $30 billion on their theme parks at the moment when they've currently got all their writers and actors on strike? Well, that's an interesting thing. But that's where Disney is right now. So in other Disney news, I guess, Magic Kingdom had a pretty crazy event this week. 1 week after we had the announcement they're going to change the Country Bears Jamboree at Magic Kingdom, they bizarrely have discovered, the morning opening cast members discovered a black bear next to the Rivers of America. And it meant Disney had to keep the west side of the park closed after the park had opened for the day until they could get this bear out of Magic Kingdom. So it's a pretty crazy event. You don't see that happening. Obviously, you see a lot of cats and things inside Disneyland, but it's the first time I've heard of a bear inside any of the Disney parks that's not obviously an animatronic. So that was a pretty crazy thing that happened this week. At Disneyland, we also got official word about the recently opened Centennial Park. This is part of Toontown, which is closed and is going to now remain closed through October 22. And after that point, the Goofy's How to Play Yard will go down with an expected return in early November. Apparently, the issue is all to do with the soft artificial turf that has got apparently significantly worn since this area of the park opened just a couple of months ago. And is going to be replaced with a more hard wearing type of flooring. So it will be interesting to see how that all works. But yeah, pretty funny that it's only been open a couple of months, but they're already having to close it for refurbishments. Hopefully they learn that lesson quickly so that they don't repeat that at any of the other parks. Around the world, there's a couple of things going on in some of the non-Disney parks. Legoland California is closing one of their opening day's attractions at the end of this month. It is the Safari Track ride, which, again, I haven't been to Legoland California, but I've been to the equivalent ride, on the equivalent ride in Legoland Billund, and loved it. It's a very silly ride where there's little Jeeps. If you've ever seen my videos online, there's a little bit of video of me driving one of these little safari Jeeps, going around taking pictures of animals. So I'm a little bit fond of the Safari Trek, but obviously not so great in Legoland California. They're going to close it down and it's going to make way for, in their words, future awesomeness, whatever that may be. So yeah, an interesting one there. Over in Spain, the owners of Port Aventura World are looking to sell their theme park with a reported estimated price of 1 billion euros, which is like, well, I think 1.1 billion American dollars. So Port Aventura, it's got an interesting history. It used to obviously be a Universal Park. It's been a part of the Busch chain, like the Busch parks in America. It's been owned by about six different people. I think it was owned by Merlin at one point too. I'm not quite sure, but at the moment it's not, and it's up for sale. A lot of people are looking at Universal, thinking they might try to pick that one up. Universal have made suggestions of that in the past, that they'd be interested in getting that property back, but who knows if they actually will. Speaking of Universal, they have filed a patent application this week for an ambitious crowd control system that apparently is going to give them the ability to direct individual visitors to various parts of the park using wireless devices. And where this is different to some of the previous iterations of this kind of technology, it's literally going to be apparently instructions like, you come off a ride, you look at your phone and it says, go to this and you can walk on or something like that. And people will either have to do it or not. But if they do what the device says, then it'll give them some kind of advantage in terms of touring the park. So, I mean, yeah, that's an interesting piece of kit. You have to think that's got to be involved with what is happening for the build of Epic Universe, where... Yeah, there's a lot of their tech at the moment is centered around that park. We know that there's some kit they were talking about last week in terms of being able to use video identification as ticket access into parks that will probably start with Epic Universe, but will probably become standard at all of their parks. At least in Florida. So, look, Universal is trying to innovate in some of these areas to keep the parks as easy to enter as possible, but still be as safe as possible. So, yeah, an interesting work being done by Universal there. And finally, we are seeing some announcements of Christmas events. I know Halloween's not even close yet, but already we're getting Christmas things, and I, for one, am here for it. I do not mind having Halloween events, but I am very much more excited for Christmas events. So this week we had George's Wild Adventures theme park announce a new kind of holiday event at their parks called Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright. It starts on November 18 and continues through to the end of December. And essentially, we're just going to see lots and lots of these little Christmas party announcements going on from various theme parks around the world over the next month or so, because as Halloween doesn't wind down, but it reaches fever pitch and then stops, parks will very quickly be preparing their Christmas celebrations and switching over to those very quickly. So I look forward to that, because I'm very excited for Christmas this year, because Christmas this year, I'm going to be at Tokyo Disney. So that's it for this week's Nuts About Theme Parks podcast. If you have any questions, reach out to us on X at Theme Park Nut, on Threads or Instagram at Theme Park Nut Insta. You can come on our blog, themeparknut.com as well, or check out our shorts and various bits and pieces on YouTube. Anything else, you just let me know. Yeah, by all means, stop by, have a chat, and tune in next week for the next episode of Nuts About Theme Parks. See you guys.